All right, Matthew chapter 11 this morning, three verses. Familiar scripture. I want to bring you a message. God put this on my heart, burned it down my soul. And I thank God for what He's doing here, what He's going to do. Amen. Well, I rejoice in the Lord. In the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. The 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus spoke these words. And I'll tell you, they're a comfort to my heart. Notice what He says to us. In Matthew 11, 28, some of you can quote it. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Beloved, I'd like to take verse 29 and read what He said in the last part of that verse. "And ye shall find rest unto your souls." If there's anything God's people need and the world needs, you're lost this morning, they need some rest. Amen. And I'll tell you, I know where I can find that at. Praise God. You won't ever find any rest outside the Lord. I'll guarantee that. I'll stand on the authority of God's word and tell you, you won't find rest anywhere but in the Lord God Almighty. Now with our heads bowed, our eyes closed, let's call on the Lord. Ask God to help us before we get involved in this message. Our Father, we thank You for the Spirit of God. We thank You for the Holy Ghost that dwells in us. Now God, we pray You'd take a live coal off the altar of God. Lord, lay it upon our tongue that we might speak for the glory of God. Lord, we pray that You'd endue us with the power of the living God. Lord, we might preach this message not in enticing words of man's wisdom, as Paul said, but in a demonstration in the power of the Spirit of God. Lord, we pray that You might convict every heart that might be lost without God in this building. Lord, if there's one that's drifted away, got cold and indifferent on You, I pray You'd pry their soul. God, I pray You'd prick them in the heart. I pray the Holy Ghost would find them this morning, and may they humble themselves before You. Lord, we search our hearts. I pray, God, You'd search them for us today and reveal to us those things that are displeased in our heart. And Father, may we lay them on the altar and confess our sins before You. I pray, God, right now You'd touch. Lord, endue us with the power of God. We'll ever thank You and we'll give You the glory, for it's in Jesus' name that we humbly ask it all. Amen. How in the world can we find rest? We're living in a world that's full of turmoil, a world that's full of sorrow. Every day I come in contact with people who've got the sorrow look on their face. They're sad-facing. I mean, they're grief-stricken. They seem to be down in the dumps, despondent, and they don't know which way to go. But I'll tell you, God didn't leave us down here like that so that we wouldn't have a way to travel. I'm glad He put the Word of God that's a light under our path. Amen. I want you to know God wants us to walk in the light one with another this morning. He's given us the way to escape, and we know how to find rest. Those who search our hearts before God, God can give us that rest. This world's all disturbed. It's an upset. I want you to know God will give us rest to all men of all ages, just like we are, if we'll call upon His precious name. Those who are burdened, those who are downtrodden, those who are cast out, those who are wretched this morning, those who are brokenhearted. The Lord Jesus said unto them, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest." Amen. I thank God one day I came to Him. I trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And I'm speaking this morning from the voice of experience. I know what it is to find rest in the Son of God. Amen. Now let me give you a few things this morning that the Bible teaches us that we can find rest from. Number one, we can find rest from the bondage of sin. Amen. I'm glad we can find rest from the bondage of this old world, the bondage of sin. Many today are engrossed in the bondage of darkness. The devil's got his hands on them. He's got them wrapped up in the things of this world. Right. They're so stooped in him. Let me just give you a few things that today people are in bondage on. Number one, I find multitudes upon multitudes that are in bondage to alcohol, and it don't seem like they can ever break it. I remember my dad, as a little old boy, I remember this. My dad was bad to drink, and he crawled out in the road and dared the neighbor to run up down the road who's in his automobile to run over him. He'd just curse him and lay out there in the road. He couldn't walk. He crawled. I see my mama drag him out of the road and bring him back to the house and put up on the steps and she turned her back, he'd be right back in the road. You said, why? Because he was in bondage to alcohol. He couldn't break that. Beloved, there's been a many a man who's in bondage to that this morning who has tried to quit. He may have quit for 6 months. He may have quit for 6 weeks. He may have gone dry for a year or two. But I'll tell you, that bondage that the devil's got on him is hard to break. And there's not but one thing I've ever found that's lasting that'll break that. And that's the bondage that Jesus can release. And brother, he breaks it with his blood. And the forgiveness that Jesus gives can break him from that. I've seen them where they've had to drink and come into that under that bondage and come to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And they didn't really quit drinking. They just changed fountains and got over. Brother, where the glory comes out and enjoyed what God could give them. And I'll tell you, they didn't have to go back to the world and drink from the booze that the world has to offer, but they're separated and set apart from that. And brother, God and the Lord Jesus is the only one that can break that bondage.
That's right, sir.
Multitudes are in bondage to alcohol.
Yes,
many of our folks in the world today are in bondage to drugs. It's just from one drug to another drug. It's just from one experience in drugs to another. It's just from one shot to another. It's just from one pill to another. It's just from one time to another time. And there's multitudes of them today. They don't care. They'll kill. They'll steal. They'll do everything they can just to get their hands on one more shot of drugs that they might satisfy the tossing of their soul. Beloved, this world's in a turmoil. It's downtrodden. It's in bondage. And the only thing that can break that bondage is Jesus Christ. Come unto me and I will give you rest, Jesus said. It's the only thing that can break that bondage. I mean, today, we've seen it time and time again. A lot of our young people, a lot of our young folks, a lot of people lost. They go from one job to another. I've seen it time and time again. They'll stay there a little while. But you know why we have so much of that today in this day and hour? You know why we've got so many of us in unrest? You know why we got mamas and daddies that's unresting today? They don't know what they're going. There's a lot of you young folks in here this morning. You don't even know where you're going. You don't know what you're going to do in life. You don't know which way to travel. You don't know what in the world you're going to be doing 5 years from now. You don't know. You don't have no ambitions. I'll tell you why. Because you haven't laid your all on the altar and said, God, I want you to take my life and use me and make me what you want me to be. Until you get to that place, you'll never be able to go.
Amen.
Amen. I said this before, a lot of our young people back years ago. I remember how we were. Brother Dad made me work around the house. He probably made some of y'all work, didn't he? Some of them plowed the fields and they worked in the gardens and in the fields. And brother, when they got grown, they was ready to get out of that. They didn't want no more of that. They know they set them some ambitions to get in line. Now we come to a place that they don't do that anymore. We waited on them hand and foot. We give them everything under the sun.
Right.
And they growed up. And I mean, we've made it so easy for them. Sometimes I think making it too easy for them is a real ruin to them. Amen. Every one of us said, I want my kids to have more than I've ever had. I had that philosophy too. But I want to tell you, brother, when we had to root hog and die poor as a boy to get where we are today, I want you to know, I believe that's about the best way.
Amen.
You'll experience and you'll be thankful for what you have,
yes,
when you get a little old.
That's right.
Amen. I'll tell you the truth.
Yes, sir.
I mean, nowadays, junior goes to high school and brought in the 12th grade. What's he going to do? I don't know. And you say, what are you going to do 6 months? Well, I guess I'll go off to college. What are you going to do in college? What are you going to major? I don't know. I'm just going. He'll say, I'll pick one. And he'll reach up and grab him, shut him off the tree. And he'll say, I'll study on it. He'll go 4 years in college. And he major on something, come out of there and go down the field there and get him a job plucking feathers off an old heap. Amen. Let me tell you, beloved, that's where we are today. You know why? Because I haven't laid their all on the altar and said, God, here's my life. As a young boy, as a young girl, I want you to take me and make me a vessel of service for your word. Out to the somewhere. Father, let me tell you, God's got something for you. God's got something for me. We need to find our place. We're in bondage, brother, to the things of this
Amen.
World. He's the only one that can break that bondage. Hallelujah. Amen. Bondage to alcohol. Bondage to drugs. And I kind of got off the subject. We go on. A lot of folks today are bondaged to all sort of things. In John chapter 4, I find a woman who is in bondage to adultery. She is down there at the well. Jesus set us on the well. He being weary of his journey, sat there wanting a drink of water. But his disciples went into town. And here he was, sitting on the well. Here came a woman, of a Samaritan woman. And there's a
custom was, the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. And remember how the conversation went. And if she was to know who it was sitting on the well, she'd have been asking him for living water. Amen. That's what the Lord said. And you remember she took to that water. I believe she got her good drink of the fountain that never runs dry. I believe it wasn't a physical well. She reached down and tapped on the resources of glory in hand. And God put in her soul something that she never had. She drunk out of that well before, but she went past the well that day. Amen. Amen. And she got hooked in on the river of life that God and only God can send forth. Right. And Jesus said, go call your husband. And she said, I have no husband. He said, thou well said, thou hast no husband, for you've had 5 husbands. And the one you're living with now is not your husband. In that saidest thou to me. Beloved, you know why our homes are so wrecked up? You know why the lives are so messed up? It's because they're in bondage. The things of this life. Sin's got them in bondage. They don't know which way to travel. That's the reason that men and women jump from one home to another home, from one woman to another woman, from one man to another man. It's because they're in bondage to that. You said, what's the release? The same release that happened to that woman in John chapter 4. And that was when Jesus Christ came through and he touched her and she got a drink of the well of living water, brother. And that took care of her.
Amen.
You said, you believe that? Yes, sir. What'd she do? Why, she threw her water pot down. You imagine that? Don't see no bucket around here. But she went down to the well. She carried that old water pot. And the custom was, I don't know where it's happening or not, but I went over the Holy Land. I saw them walking down the road like this, you know. And them women that have a pot on their head, have one on their shoulder, and the young one on the arm. They was going down the well. Some of you women, why, you wouldn't even go pick a mess of beans sometimes. Say amen right there. But anyhow, we know that woman, probably she came down out of a big old water pot. She come down to get her some water. And she went down there, but she met the one who is the master of the universe. Met the one who is the creator of all mankind. She brought down the water bucket, went back into town. She said, hey, come see a man that told me all things ever I did. It's not this the Christ. But let me tell you, just get you a drink of that living water. It'll take care of your bondages. Sure will. Now, you may not be having a good time, but I am.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And if you don't like it, just sit there and shut your eyes. It'll get over in a minute. Just let me have a good time. Amen?
Amen.
Just let me enjoy it. But I'm going to have myself. See, I work all week just to get to preach. Boy, I love to preach. I want you to know I love to preach. I can't hardly wait. I'm choking it to bed. See, we got a preacher coming tonight. He's going to preach. I mean, I'd like to preach. Amen. But he's going to preach tonight, Lord willing. Amen. But anyhow, I love to preach the Word of God. Multitudes are under bondage to sin and the things of this life. Brother, they promised maybe time and time again. The drunkard, the harlot, the dope addict, he's promised time and time again. How many men maybe promised their wives that they'd never drink again, that they'd never take drugs again, that they'd never run around on them again? Listen, how many promised that? You can't promise that. If Jesus is not in the heart, he's the only remedy for the sin of mankind this morning. I'm here to tell you. I'd like to shout this off the rooftop of the White House. Amen.
Sure.
I'm telling you, it's the remedy for the sin in America.
Right.
It's Jesus Christ. He said, come unto me, all ye laboring heavy laden, I will give you rest. Amen. I mean, those who are in bondage to gambling, the Lord can take care of it. Those who are in bondage to pleasure, God can take care of it. Those who are in bondage to sports, Jesus can take care of it. Beloved, God, through His Son, can break the bondages of sin in your heart and in your life. Let me give you something. I believe it's contrary to what man thinks. I believe He can save you right then. I believe He can take your bondage from you right then. I've seen people say, well, I got saved. I got born again. And I got up, then what happened is I had to go to a rehabilitation center and get it all straightened out and settled. And I stayed over there for a long time. I believe that's contrary to the Scriptures, the Word of God. That old woman had an issue of blood. She'd spent all she'd ever had. She'd done lost her substance. She reached to the crowd and pressed. And through the crowd, she reached through and got the hem of the garment of Jesus. Let me tell you, she didn't have to go down to the doctor's office the next day. She wasn't put on some pills and some medicine to get recuperated. She got home that very day. That blind man, when Jesus touched his eyes, he didn't go down to the eye doctor and take a few vitamins and get him a pair of glasses and come full seeing. He saw the moment Jesus touched him. That woman didn't quit her sin 6 months after she met Jesus at the well. She quit right then. Instantaneous, right then.
Amen.
Well, I believe that's what we need.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus can do it without the rehabilitation centers. Thank God for them.
That's right, man.
But he can do it without the rehab centers. Amen. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you don't believe that, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you. Because you're not believing what the book said.
Right.
You come to Jesus, he said, I'll give you rest. I'll take it away from you right then. It won't take 6 months. The Lord can give us rest from the bondage of sin. He can give us rest from the burden of doubt and discouragement. Amen. Old Thomas stood over there. In the book of John, the Lord came through. Well, old Thomas is out. He reminded me of some Baptist folks I had met. Amen. And just out when the Lord passed by. And he, while he was gone, I don't know what he had to do. He might have been down there nailing up something for his mother-in-law. I don't know where he was. He might have been down there trying to get his pigs out of some man's yard. I don't know where he was. But I know one thing. Thomas wasn't there when Jesus came forth. And he revealed himself at the resurrection. Here he was with his other disciples.
Yes.
And then when old Thomas come walking in, no, he's done missed prayer meeting.
Yes.
He done missed a service or two. And he's kind of like a rank stranger when he walked in. You know, if you miss anything out the house of God, you miss one service. I hope you miss a whole lot. Amen. You ought not to miss even one service.
Right.
Old Thomas come walking in. And when he got in there, they said, hey, Thomas, how about this? The Lord came while you were gone. He said, he did. Said, yes, sir. He said, he came for. Oh, Thomas said, I don't believe it. I won't believe it. I will not believe it. Remind me of some Baptist.
Right.
And he said, I will not believe it unless I can touch my hand and put him in the scar of his hand and reach forth and touch the scar of his side. And about that time, the Lord Jesus took him again. Amen. And Thomas was there at that time. And he said, Thomas, and I want you to reach forth your hand and touch my side. And old Thomas dropped on his knees and said, oh, Lord, my God, brother. He dropped on his face before the Lord. Take your doubt away. You trust the Lord. He said, I don't know where it happened or where you can get anything done or not. Here was the Bible in John chapter 1. Here they came down. John was out there baptized. And behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, stood out there. He said, here's one among you who's mightier than I, whose shoes latched it. I'm not worthy to unloose. He baptized, and the Son of God stood there in the water. The dove, the type of the Holy Ghost of God, lit upon him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well. Please hear ye him. Brother, the tithe of the Trinity, the triune Godhead that I believe in. And the brother went forth. And then, you know what happened? Oh, Andrew began to follow. And he went out there, and Peter began to follow. That's what the Bible said. As he began to follow him, of course, his brother Andrew done went and got old Peter and brought him to Christ. Amen?
Yep.
He said, come see a man. Amen. And then after a while, he went down there to Nathaniel. Nathaniel was running. And he come down and said, Nathaniel, I want you to come see the Messiah. He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And they looked at him and said, why don't you just come and see? Amen. Come and see. There was some doubt in Nathaniel's eyes. Let me tell you, beloved, if you don't believe what I'm preaching, you just come to Jesus and you'll see that what I'm telling you is true. He can release you from the bondage of sin, from the trouble of doubt, and the trouble of heartache this morning. He can do it, and only he can do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I didn't believe that. I just shut my book and go to home. The Bible teaches us, Jesus said, come unto me. Not to the church. Church is the best place a Christian can find himself a member of. If it's a good local assembly, a good church that preaches the Word of God. If it's a good fundamental firm church. Listen, Jesus wants us to get in that. He desires us to get in. But Jesus didn't say, come to the church. The church can help you. He said, come to me. I will give you rest. He didn't say, hunt you up a priest and go to him. He didn't tell you to go find you a preacher. He didn't tell you to come to the evangelist. He didn't tell you to come to some organization. But he said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Got to commit all your sins to pardon to him. Got to commit all your doubts and fears to him. You got to commit all your thoughts to him. You know what you ought to do? Say, Lord, I want you to take that thing that's between my ears called the brain. I want you to take my brain, help me to think right. Lord, I want you to take my eyes that I might use them right. Lord, I want you to take my ears that I might hear the right thing. God, you take my hands that I might use my hands for the glory of God. Lord, take my feet that I might walk for you with all my heart. Oh, I want you to take me 100% all of me. Not just a part of me, but all of me. Those of us are just give God part of us.
Yeah, you're right, brother.
Just a little portion of us. Reckon what could happen through you if God just had all of us.
Amen.
Imagine what could happen if he just had every bit of it. He'll give you rest from those this morning who are weary of the sins of this world. I believe that a lot of folks are weary of sin. I imagine there's been a lot of people this week contemplated suicide. Don't think I'm wrong in saying this. I imagine there's been multitudes of teenagers that was about ready to take their life this week. I imagine there's been some boys and girls sitting down beside the road somewhere, maybe, and just maybe looked at some old gun, said, I just feel like just putting it to my head and shooting my head off the shoulders. Maybe somebody's fallen, and many have already attempted to commit suicide this week across the nation. Maybe some said, I just take an overdose of drugs and I'll not wake up. Maybe another said, I just wish I could go to bed tonight, wake up, and tomorrow be a different new day, and I could put all my troubles behind me and all my cares behind me and never have to face them again. Many may be contemplating suicide. You listen? Multitudes in this world this morning have come to place that we'd see and they don't know what to do. Well, let me tell you something. I've got hope for you. Just come to Jesus. He said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. He won't throw you away. And then he said he'd give you rest if you'd come unto him. Come to Jesus. He'll give you rest. He'll take that doubt and that fear. He'll take that old life away from you and give you a new life. He'll put a new heart in you. Some of you can wave your hands and shout glory and say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. I'll be one of the first to tell you troubles get so heavy sometimes that you don't know which way to turn when you get to thinking about things around you. But when you look on it from a spiritual aspect, you know that there's hope in Jesus. And then you lay it all on His shoulders. And he bears every bit of it. And brother, then you can shout the victory through your trials.
Amen.
Always remember this, that sin will take you down faster than anything known to man. It'll take you down quicker than anything in this world that has ever been invented by mankind. It'll take you further than you ever want to go down to. We'll find a man in the Bible by the name of Legion. The Bible said that he run in the cemetery. He cut himself. He wear no clothes. And he run like a heathen man. And rages throughout the cemetery. They'd bind him up. He'd break loose. He is full of demons. And they're powerful things today, beloved. And our nation's full of people who are full of demons. And I believe that. And I preach that. And they need Jesus to settle them. And to calm them. And to help them. And to deliver them from the bondage of the powers of darkness.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm preaching to you from my heart. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you all this stuff. I'd just pat you on the back, squirt you out a little rose water, and listen, you'd think more of me, probably, some of you would, if I did that. But I didn't come here. God didn't call me to run a popularity contest, and God didn't tell me to come to Shirley Grove to see how good that you might think of me. Amen?
Right.
God told me to preach the Word of God, to be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke. And there's things sometimes I say from this pulpit that, brother, it's hard to say. But God says, say it, and I have to say it. Because I'm going to face it again one of these days after a while. And I'm not apologizing. I just want to preach what God gives
Amen.
Me. If it violates the devil. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know this one. There's a truth to preach. There's a message to preach. And God knows what we need in this earth.
Right.
The old Legion run throughout the cemetery. He wear no clothes. He just run up and down that he couldn't do a thing with him. After a while, when Jesus got on the shore, cast the devils out of him, the Bible said they saw old Legion sitting at the foot of Jesus, proud and in his right mind. Praise God. The Lord straightened out his head. Amen. He took the new head, took that old head off, put him on the new head. He straightened out his brain. I'll tell you something else. He straightened out his body. He looked down and saw his naked. He went and got him something, sat down there, clothed himself up, and said, I want to look decent, presentable before this old sin-cursed world.
Yeah.
He's sitting there at the foot of Jesus. You didn't find him out trying to rebel rousing in the cemetery anymore. He come where he could get something for his life, and he's sitting at the foot of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And you let me know. I'll let you know what that means. You can't take that. I'll let you know. The closer you get to Jesus, the more you want of him.
Amen.
Amen. The closer you get to it,
the more you want to stay there.
And the more you want. Sin's broken homes, disturbed folks, upset things. Sin, sin, broken homes.
I remember one day, this man called me.
He said, "Preacher," I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I wish you'd come over to my house."
He said, "My wife's drunk. She's in a rage. I wonder if there's something you could do. Would you come over?" I said, "Sure will, brother."
Hung my phone up,
reached over and called one of the men in the church. I don't like getting on those things by myself. You never know what you're getting into. Got one of the men in the church. I said, "Let's go." He went with me. We went over there. He met me at the door and I come in. Beer cans laid all over the house. On the end tables. Two little kids running through there crying, screaming. They didn't know what to do. There's a wit's end. That old dad, his hand bit himself. He was out of his head. Here sat that woman in no recliner chair, leaned back just as drunk as she could be, breathing out profanity and cursing and reviled. You said, "What do you do? What can you do in an instance like that? Pray." Now, boy, I tell you, I mean, that's all I know, just to pray and seek the face of God. Stayed there for a little while, done all I know to do.
You said, "What do you say all that for?" To tell you folks, that's the way this world is.
Amen.
Jesus is the only remedy for that.
Yes, sir.
I was sitting down one night about 7, 8 o'clock at night.
And of course, toward the winter time, it was almost dark.
And almost, it's right through the fall. And this little girl knocked on my door.
And I went to the door and she said, "Preacher," she's a little girl about this time. She said, "Preacher," I said, "can you go with me?" I said, "Where do you want me to go?" She said, "I want you to go up and talk to my grandma and grandpa." I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Their landlord's about to throw them out." Said, "They're drunk, they're in a rage." And said, "If they don't shut up and quieten down over there and somebody don't calm them down, they're going to go over there and throw them out and put them in the jailhouse tonight. Preacher, can you go talk to my grandma and grandpa?" I said, "I sure will." And I called one of the men of the church again, and we went up there. "Well, I'll tell you, it don't pay this day and hour to put yourself in any kind of predicament."
That's right.
And here I took one of the men. We went up to the house. And I went in that house, and here's that old man staggering around. I mean, he must have been about 70 years old. Here's that woman about the same age. She is laid up in the bed just as drunk, just a cursing and reviling and tearing on. I heard the boy ever got to the house. I mean, they were crazy. Now, I want to tell you, you said, "What'd you say all that for?" Just to tell you, this world's under bondage to sin, and Jesus is the only remedy. If it wasn't for the grace of God, you'd be there.
Amen.
Wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be there. Lord, I'll tell you. My dad laid in the hospital down in the Veterans Hospital down in Atlanta. I was pastoring that area. Laying dying with cancer. And I went over to see him one afternoon. While I was going, my wife took a telephone call. It was one of the men from that area.
"I want to see the preacher," he said. "I need to talk to the preacher." She said, "I'm sorry, he's not here. He'll be back after a while."
It's about 10 o'clock when I come dragging in that night. Well, I said, "Al called you." I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "He called you about 6 or 7 o'clock. Said he wanted to talk to you." I said, "All right." So I jumped in my car. That night I didn't call nobody. Went by myself. And you had been in his house a lot of times. He liked me. I went over to his house. Come driving up. Pulled up in his arm. Took my Bible under my arm. Walked down to his house. Knocked on the door. The door swung open. I was looking down the barrel of a shotgun. Must have took 30 minutes to get down. I know it didn't, but it seemed like. I'm looking down the barrel of a shotgun. He's standing there. If it hadn't been for his son, he'd probably blew my head off my shoulders. His son standing there said, Daddy, that's the preacher, that's the preacher. Daddy, that's the preacher. He finally took the gun down. His son got it and put it in the corner over the other. He sat down and I got between him and that gun. And I sat there and talked to him. In a few minutes, two Gwinnett County policemen drove up in the yard. See, he called, he despised police officers. What he had done in the course of time, from the time I got down to the VA hospital, and while I was there, he'd called them and he had on his mind just to shoot one of them when they come in on him. He'd set that in his mind to kill one. So when I came, I come before they did. And I sat there. And they come and knocked on the door, and he's trying to get to that gun. We kept him from getting that gun. They kept walking in. I told him who it was. And he said, "You got it under control." And I said, "I believe I have." And he laughed. And when he left, and them two officers left, that man went into a fit of rage and began to beat everything, beat the furniture, beat his head. I thought he was going to bust his head.
Brother, let me tell you something. Folks are under bondage to sin, and Jesus is the only one Amen. That can release them.
Amen.
You said, "But preacher, I hadn't done that." One bondage can carry you that far, though. Bondage to sin can carry you that far. Let me tell you this in closing this morning. The only one that can find refuge and rest from their sins are those who are willing to give up their sins.
Amen.
A drunkard will never get saved till he comes to wit's end.
That's right.
He'll never get saved till he realizes he can't go no further. A drug addict will never, as long as he's having a good time in sin, they'll keep her going. He'll get saved. But when they realize it's done took them to the bottom of the gutter, it's done put them to the bottom of the world, it's done put them down in the trash, in the mire, in the filth of sin, and when the devil crushes their head in the midst of ungodliness, then they recognize their only hope is Jesus.
Amen.
It is a shame that man waits that long before he ever give his heart to Jesus.
Amen.
Come unto me, or get labor. We'll give you rest. Heads bowed, eyes closed. The Lord knows your heart. He knows my heart.
He knows more about me than I know about you. He knows more about you than you know about you.
The Lord wants to deliver. You say, "But preacher, I hadn't got involved in all them things you talked about today." You may not have. I certainly hope you haven't. But if you have, there's a remedy. If you hadn't got there yet, if you don't give your life to Jesus, you may get there one of these days.
Amen.
Now would be a good time to turn around. I could talk to the Christians for a little while, but most of them are in the turmoil. They don't know which way to travel. A lot of church members don't know what they're doing. Have no purpose in life. They're looking for something. That's the reason of trying everything. Christian friend, you need to make sure all your being is given over to the Lord. Romans 12:1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, which is holy, holy and acceptable unto God." He said, that's your reasonable service. God said he wants you to present yourselves a living sacrifice to him. Sinner friend, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest." Father, right now speak to hearts. If there's one in this building that's not saved, if there's one in this building that's not been born by the end of the family of God, never had the blood applied, sin still in their life, or you're under that bondage, you can't break loose, you know what they're going down, and there's no way in really to fight for their escape except for Jesus. I pray this morning, Lord, to them, Father, Lord, bow your knees before you. Reach out by faith and trust you to save the Lord. You're paying for what you do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand your feet. What's your number?
248.
We're going to sing. Now God knows your heart. I don't. You may be a church member, never been saved. Altar's open to you. You may be one who's never been born in the family of God. The altar's open to you. You may be a Christian this morning that's under the load of troubles and cares. You need rest. Altar's open to you. Would you come? Sing. Morning. I don't know your heart. I just want to extend this invitation to you this morning. I want to tell you, here's a preacher that loves you. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be in the deepest of sin. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be in the gutter with no hope. Had Jesus not rescued my soul one day, I'd be under bondage to something this old world. My heart goes out to you today. You say, but preacher, you don't know me. No, I don't know your heart. All I can see is outward appearance. If there's any of you this morning feel like you're under bondage, you can be delivered from that. You can be delivered from that. The Lord can deliver you right now. Think about it. While we wait just a minute, you didn't come on the verse of song, but would you do it right now? Bow in this altar. This way this morning. We're going to play one more verse. I guess that's as good as any. We got some that hasn't come forward for baptism. I know they're going to be baptized today. We've got some, and we need to open the doors of the church again. We need to get all our candidates up here. Those who have not joined, I want you to do that this morning. Come on. And we're going to open the doors of this church. And come on. There's one already. Just go ahead and play. Let that happen right now. And just come on forward. We've got several this morning. We have some more. Those of you that have joined this, that's already joined this church, but you hadn't been baptized, come to the other side and stand over here or whatever. That's right there. You're right. Right place. Stand up here. Yeah, fine. All the other can't. Paula, you ain't that fruit. Where's Paula at? She's in the nursery, right? Paula's one of them. Is this all the candidates? Six. There's Paula. Amen, Paula. There's God. Paula joined last Sunday, I believe. Sheree. Kevin, this your first? You didn't join that. You joined this church? Has he? Okay, then he hadn't. There's four. Let's stop right there. Kevin? You know the same thing? Baptized. Old Kevin got saved when? It's been a while back, isn't it? Amen. Back about April. Somebody keeping up with it. I can't keep up with it. Amen. All right, what's the pleasure of church on Kevin? All right. All in favor, let it be known. Raise your right hand. You're getting a lot of experience. Now, y'all had enough experience this today. Praise God now, and you start praising God. Amen. All right. Go ahead. Amen. Pleasure of the church. All in favor, let it be known. Raise your right hand. All right, babe. You coming through baptism too? Bashful. Dennis, go
ahead. Yeah, I've been saved, and I'd like to join the church by
baptism. Amen. Amen. And Beth too. They both together there. What's the pleasure of the church this morning? All right, Paul. You've already done it. All these done too. Now raise your right hand, all in favor of that. Okay. Let's give them right hand of church fellowship, Christian fellowship, and then we'll come back and give them church fellowship at a later time. And we're going to meet down. Some of them's already had Christian fellowship too already. Really haven't done it again. We'll hurt them a bit. How many's going to pray for these? And we're going to meet down at the baptizing hole. Now, I like to get in that water. I like to stay in once you get in. It gets cold when you first get in. I get my feet back in a minute. Amen. We'll chat and we'll talk a little bit. Praise God. But anyhow, all at will, just join down there for a few minutes. We'll go down there and sing a song to him.